The dam has burst for President-elect Joe Biden's transition, and the Democrat is steaming forward, announcing his picks for national security and foreign policy posts. It was also a working day for outgoing President Donald J. Trump, who made what has become, since the election, a rare public appearance at the White House. Trump's work, though, was more, well, ceremonial.
We're here today to continue a beloved annual tradition, the official presidential pardon of a very, very fortunate turkey, because Thanksgiving is a special day for turkeys, I guess, probably for the most part, not a very good one when you think about it.
We'll get back to that later. As for Biden, while Trump was issuing his pardons, Biden announced his picks for six top posts at an event in Delaware.
Today, I'm pleased to announce nominations and staff for critical foreign policy and national security positions in my administration. It's a team that will keep our country and our people safe and secure. And it's a team that reflects the fact that America is back, ready to lead the world, not retreat from it, once again sit at the head of the table, ready to confront our adversaries and not reject our allies, ready to stand up for our values.
Biden's picks are all long on experience, with most having served in the Obama administration or otherwise worked with Biden. Among them, Avril Haines will be Biden's head of the intelligence community. Cuban-born Alejandro Mayorkas will serve as head of the Department of Homeland Security. And veteran diplomat Linda Thomas-Greenfield will serve as ambassador to the United Nations. Although they are all familiar to Biden, they also represent diversity.
We're going to have the first woman lead the intelligence community, the first Latino, an immigrant, to lead the Department of Homeland Security, and a groundbreaking diplomat at the United Nations.
Among Biden's picks is his choice for a new position, Special Presidential Envoy on Climate. For that, he picked former presidential candidate John Kerry.
For the first time ever, the United States will have a full-time climate leader who participate in ministerial-level meetings. And that's a fancy way of saying they'll have a seat at every table around the world. For the first time ever, there will be a principal on the National Security Council who can make sure climate change is on the agenda in the Situation Room. For the first time ever, we will have a presidential envoy on climate.
Biden has had to tread a narrow path with his nominations. Progressive Democrats, for example, might be disappointed that Biden did not pick Elizabeth Warren for Treasury Secretary. But Biden's pick, Janet Yellen, is also well-liked by many progressives and is probably an easier sell if Republicans retain control of the Senate. But Biden's picks are all experienced, a big difference from many of Trump's past nominations. There's also another difference.
And they'll tell me what I need to know, not what I want to know, what I need to know.
The nominees themselves seem to recognize the difference. Linda Thomas-Greenfield, a former Assistant Secretary for African Affairs, is Biden's nominee for UN Ambassador.
I want to say to you, America is back. Multilateralism is back. Diplomacy is back.
Biden and Vice President-elect Kamala Harris say the nominees are the right people for this moment and for the days ahead. Meanwhile, to get back to Trump and the turkey pardons, that might seem like a trivial event, but it is an American tradition, and perhaps one of Trump's final official acts as president. It's also perhaps a revealing act. Consider the contrast with 2018, when Trump pardoned turkeys named peas and carrots.
The winner of this vote was decided by a fair and open election conducted on the White House website. This was a fair election. Unfortunately, carrots refused to concede and demanded a recount, and we're still fighting with carrots.
Those 2018 remarks now seem somewhat prescient, so perhaps we should let Trump have the last word here.
And I will tell you, we've come to a conclusion. Carrots, I'm sorry to tell you, the result did not change. It's too bad for carrots.
Reporting for Pacifica Radio News, KPFA, I'm Christopher Martinez.